Dr. Oliveros dictated in January the 9th, 2023, the name of the patient is David Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. First name is David, number one, clinical case of a 72-year-old male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 with a... Anyway, microalbumin creatinine ratio above 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient has a serum creatinine that was in the laboratory workup of January the 3rd of 2023, in which the estimated GFR is 25, the creatinine is 2.64, the BUN is 42. The total albumin is 4.2, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 336. The patient has remained in stable condition. He is asymptomatic. Number two, the patient has evidence of anemia. This anemia could be related to the CKD. However, it exists the possibility that could be coming from the GI tract. The patient has undergone gastrointestinal evaluation. The next step is the capsule endoscopy, and due to different circumstances, the patient wants to change gastroenterologist. The name of Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, and Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, were given to the patient. Following number. Patient has microproteinuria. He's not a candidate for the administration of finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, because of the GFR below 30. And the same happens with the SGLT2 inhibitors, period. We are going to continue monitoring this proteinuria. Following number. The patient has a diabetes mellitus with excellent control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.1%. Following number, hyperuricemia, that is much better controlled. The uric acid level is 6 milligrams per cent. Hyperlipidemia, that is following number, hyperlipidemia that is controlled with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT on Eliquis. Following number, the patient has a history of BPH that is asymptomatic. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on H2 blockers. The patient is going to be evaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. In the evaluation paragraph, in the evaluation of the lab, we spend 7 minutes. In the evaluation face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.